Welcome to our sermon series, Beyond Blessed. Today, we dig into the scriptures to understand the biblical principles that unlock a life that is beyond blessed.
And we're right in the middle of our series that we've called Beyond Blessed. We're using a resource, a book by Robert Morris, the pastor at Gateway Church in the U.S. And we're recognizing, friends, that if we're going to live a life that is beyond blessed, we're going to walk, yes, in generosity, because the Bible says it is more blessed to give. But we've also discovered in Matthew 25 that there is another key that unlocks the beyond blessed life. Not just the blessed life, but the beyond blessed life. And that key is stewardship. When we are faithful with the little that we are given, when we manage well what God has given to us, the Bible says He will, because it's a promise, He will put us in charge of more. Genesis chapter 1 tells us that He placed us on the earth to bring His dominion, to bring His influence. Not only are we to pray it according to Matthew chapter 6, let your kingdom come, but through putting our hands and our giftings and our abilities and our mind to action, as Brenda and Sam have called us to this morning, when we do that, then truly we will see God dominate our country, that we will see His kingdom come and His will be done. Why? Because we are managing well what God has given to us. And when we do that, He trusts us with even more. More influence, more opportunities, more wealth, more position. Why? Not for our sake, but for His glory. This is so powerful. I want to live a life that is beyond blessed. So yes, I'm going to walk in generosity, but man, I'm going to be a great steward because I want God to trust me with more. That way, I have an opportunity to bring His kingdom into every place that I go. Uganda will be 57 years this Wednesday. And when we look back through history, man, we've had some turbulent times because we didn't steward Uganda well. But when we look back, we've also had some exciting moments when we handled the country well. The last 57 years have been what they have been, but I believe the next 57 are going to be even greater. God has a beautiful purpose for this nation, friends. But it starts when we embrace God's view of Uganda. When God looks at Uganda, He looks at Uganda as a country that is beyond blessed. God wants you and I to embrace that mindset, because when we embrace it, it changes the way we look at our nation, what we say about our nation, and how we engage in the nation. But we said we have to go back to the beginning. In order to understand that Uganda is beyond blessed and that you have a part to play in that, we've got to settle the ownership issue. That's where it all starts. And friends, I want to let you know, Uganda belongs to Jesus. Uganda belongs to Jesus. Acts chapter 17, verse 24 to 28. Paul says these very powerful words that help us understand that Uganda is not here by mistake. Uganda is not a result of the partition and the scramble for Africa. The boundaries of this nation were drawn by the hands of Jesus. Acts chapter 17, verse 24 to 28, I read from the Passion Translation. It says, "The true God is the creator of all things." Remember? We have to settle the ownership issue. He is the owner and the Lord of the heavenly realm and the earthly realm. And He doesn't live in man-made temples. He supplies life and breath and all things to every living being. In other words, everything starts with God and in God. Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God. So He's the creator and He is the owner. Then the Bible tells us He doesn't lack a thing that we mortals could supply for Him. For He has all things and everything He needs. He is sufficient and doesn't need anything from us. Then the Bible tells us from one man, Adam, He made every man and woman and every race of humanity, including Ugandans. He spread us over all the earth, and he sets the boundaries of people and nations, determining their appointed times in history. God determined that in 1962 we'll be independent. He determined the appointed times for this nation, and he continues to, because he's already written out the plan for the nation. Why? He has done this, verse 27 tells us, so that every person would long for God and feel their way to him and find him, for he is the God who is easy to discover. In other words, when you look at the story of Uganda, you can see the hand of God. None of us is without excuse here to say there is no God. Because if it hadn't been for the Lord, we wouldn't have survived the wars that we have fought. We wouldn't be standing against corruption and all these other things. Why? It is the Lord that upholds us. And it says it is through him that we live and function and have our identity. And some other versions say it is through him that we live, we move, and have our being. It says, just as your own poets have said, our lineage comes from him. So friends, Uganda was created by God. And Uganda belongs to God because he is the owner of all things, not only in the heavenly realm, but also in the earthly realm. And you know, when you begin to recognize that God owns Uganda, remember, we are not owners, we are stewards. We are managers. The other thing is this, that God has blessed Uganda. Not only has he created Uganda, he blessed within Uganda everything Uganda needs to be a success. Last week we saw it in Matthew 25 that every being, everyone that God has created has something on the inside of them. Giftings, abilities, talents, wisdom, knowledge, capacity for them to succeed. He's given everything to everyone according to their ability. And according to our ability, God has given us so much, friends. We are so blessed. Just look at the people of Uganda. Like Uncle Sam mentioned, man, we are blessed. We are tall, dark, and handsome, but we are also short, light, and awesome. God has blessed us. Incredible people. Ugandans are beautiful people. And some from some parts of our nation, you know, they speak really fast. And some other people, they speak so slowly. But it's an amazing country. Look at our culture. Man, and the way we dress and the way we dance and express ourselves, man. We are a blessed nation. Look at nature. Man, we are a green country. Look at the birds that we have. People travel all around the world to come and see the birds that we have. But for us as Ugandans, We eat them, we shoot them. God help us. We are beyond blessed. And that is an opportunity. People come from all around the world. Man, our strategic location, we are right along the equator. We have the best weather in the whole world. Man, I'm telling you, for us it's great weather all year round. But Ugandans, when it shines, you complain about the sunshine. When it rains, you complain about it. What do you want God to do? We are beyond blessed. One friend of ours put it like this. We are not only landlocked, we are land-linked. You ought to give God praise for that. Uganda is a blessed nation. We have water bodies. So man, we have water. We are blessed. We have forests. We have wildlife that is amazing. We are incredibly blessed. And you need to begin to see Uganda like that. But because we are blessed, which is a position of great privilege, it comes with an awesome responsibility. It means that as stewards, we must manage the blessing. We must multiply the blessing. Because we'll be accountable for the blessing that God has poured into this nation and how we have stewarded it. And friends, if we steward our country well, listen, God is going to bless Uganda. He's going to pour out so much blessing upon this nation. We have the capacity to feed Africa and the world. We have the capacity to be a hub for education and for creativity and innovation, and we have this great opportunity if only we can begin to steward what God has blessed. What has God blessed in your hand concerning Uganda that you are not stewarding well? I want to challenge you, begin to steward it well. That office where you sit, that business that you own, that university that you are attending, the health sector, politics and governance. Remember, we are not here on our agenda. Our agenda is let your kingdom come, let your will be done in Uganda as it is in heaven. Friends, have you given up? Are you weary? Are you trying to get a green card out of here? Shame on you. God has a purpose and plan for this nation, and it shall come to pass in Jesus' name. And you need to be a part of it. And you may say, oh, Pastor Brian, I'm not a Ugandan. As long as you're here in this time, God will hold you accountable for the days and the years you spent here. It doesn't matter which country you come from. As long as you're here, you're a steward. And the last thing I want to share with us is this. God's desire for Uganda is to live beyond blessed. As we step into the next 57 years, remember, be encouraged. God has a beautiful purpose and plan for Uganda. God wants us to be beyond blessed. But there is a condition. See, the blessing of God is available, but you play a part. I'd like us to turn to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 6. In your Bibles, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 6. Yes, God is the owner. We are stewards. Stewards of the blessing, the opportunities, the capacity, the abilities that God has poured out upon Uganda. But if we're ever going to experience the full measure of God's blessing, Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1 to 6 has something that we ought to grab a hold of and live by. So I'm reading from the Message version, and the Bible says, and this is Moses. By the way, Deuteronomy means the second reading of the law. He was just repeating the laws and the expectations of God upon them as children of Israel. They were just about to enter the promised land. But before they entered the promised land, Moses just one more time had to repeat these laws so that they could remember they were going into a strange place where there were strange cultures. And he was saying, listen, as God's people, as we get into that land, as we begin to dominate that area, as we fight battles and gain more ground, listen, here are some things that need to be core to us if we're going to experience the blessing in the land of milk and honey. So Moses, to the children of Israel, says this. If you listen obediently to the voice of God, your God, and heartily obey all his commandments that I command you today, God, your God, will place you on high, high above all the nations of the world. Wouldn't you love that to be the reality for Uganda? He says, all these blessings will come down on you and spread out beyond you. Wow, that sounds to me like a beyond blessed kind of country, where God's blessing not only comes down on you, but it spreads out beyond you. We become a blessed nation that is a blessing. Why? Because you have responded to the voice of God, your God. He begins to describe it. He says, God's blessing inside the city, God's blessing in the country, Mbale, Arua, Mbarara, Kabale, Lira, all those places that we will experience the blessing, not just here in Kampala, but all around Uganda. He says, God's blessing on your children, the crops of your land, the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, the lambs of your flocks, God's blessing on your basket and bread bowl, God's blessing in your coming in, God's blessing in your going out. This scripture seems to have been written specifically for Uganda. It's an amazing portion of scripture. God has promised his blessing upon us if we do this one thing: walk obediently before him. If we obey him, if we listen to his voice, how do we know the voice of God? The word of God has been written for us so we can know what God's expectations of us are as a nation. And we're to walk obediently before him. How do we practice obedience? Just a couple of ways real quickly. We need to be a law-abiding people as opposed to lawless people. People who are lawless never see the blessing of God. Ugandans, let us be law-abiding citizens. Ugandans, we have a habit of creating another way of doing things. Let us stick to the right way of doing things. We need to be law-abiding citizens, not lawless. Look at our traffic. We are a hub for danger. We want to register businesses using other means. We want to bring in cars using other means. We want to register schools using other means. We want to pass exams using other things. We are a lawless people. And the Bible says in the book of Judges that they began to do what was right in their own eyes. We cannot experience God's blessing on that. We need to be law-abiding citizens. Are you a law-abiding citizen? We dodge taxes. That needs to stop. Do you have VPN on your phone? I pray for you. You're sinning with VPN on your phone because you are not obeying the law. And God will hold you accountable for your VPN. But we also need to become people of integrity as opposed to people of corruption. You know, and Uncle Sam talked about this godly character. You know, Ephesians chapter 5 verse 11, Paul writing to the Ephesians say, do not participate in the worthless and unproductive deeds of darkness, but instead expose them. So don't be a part of them. Rather do what? Expose them. But we don't just need to be those who are reporting. Here is another way that you expose the deeds of darkness. It is by living by godly character. So he says, by exemplifying personal integrity, moral courage, and godly character. And Romans 12 says, do not conform any longer to the what? The patterns of this world. Let us be transformed. Let us be transformed by the word of God. We pray all night, but we are corrupt in the morning. If we're truly spending time with God, we need to be changed. We need to be the salt and the light. Friends, we need to be people of integrity. Are you a person of integrity in your marriage? In your work? Are you a person of integrity with your money? Do you always tell the truth? God is counting on you, my friend. But as Ugandans, if we're going to see the blessing of God and want to practically demonstrate obedience, one of the other things we need to do is be hardworking and not lazy. Remember in the parable of the talents, the one who buried the talent was rebuked as lazy and wicked. Ugandans, we need to work. We need to be people of action. We draw very good plans. There are countries that take the policies that we write. The difference is they put them into action and they prosper. And then when they ask them, where did you get these policies? They say, no, they got them from Uganda. Guys, planning. The thing is, you continue planning, but act. Do some, and we are lazy because hard work, you know, it costs time, energy, thinking. Hard work. Let's be people who are hardworking, not lazy. Friends, if you see any prosperous nation, it means they are hardworking people. The state of our economy is the evidence of our work ethic. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4. Lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth. Who gives us the power to make wealth? It's Almighty God. He gives us the energy, the abilities, the talents. Let's begin to tap into these things and not just talk about them and discuss them, do them. The other thing we are to do is we are to speak life as opposed to curses. Friends, let's speak well over our nation, Uganda. Amen. Because there is power in the words that you speak. You frame the way people see our nation. You frame the character of a community, of a nation, through the words that you speak. Proverbs 18:21 tells us the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. In other words, there is a blessing that is tied to our language. There's something spiritual about the words that you say. Don't take for granted your language. So friends, I want to encourage you this week as you spend time in prayer before God. One of the things you need to do daily is to speak God's blessing over the nation of Uganda. You say, but Pastor Brian, I'm just one out of 40 million. Am I going to make a difference? Yes, you will. Because the one who sits on the throne of heaven, Jesus, not only hears, he answers. His word does not return to him void until it accomplishes the purpose for which it has been sent. Let's speak well over our nation. Use your social media not to complain. You know, some of us like to post those pictures. While other countries are launching railways, for us we are. And what are you doing? You're complaining about Bombardier. Have you ever stepped on it? That's why you don't have one. And you know what? God will never trust you with one because your language doesn't reflect who he is. He's a God of hope. He's a God of possibility. And your language is that of complaining. God will not bless you. But if you begin to speak good and speak hope and speak life and challenge people to rise up and take their place, look out, God is going to unleash his blessing over Uganda. But finally, if we're ever going to be blessed, we have to return to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. A nation must have God at the center if it's going to be a blessed nation. James chapter 4 verse 8 puts that responsibility on us because God is always available. The Bible says, draw near to God and he will do what? He'll draw near to you. As Ugandans, we have to begin to seek God. Acts chapter 17 tells us he's the God that is easy to discover. We need to draw close to God. The Bible tells us if we seek him, we shall find him. There's many things that we've placed at the center of Uganda. Peace, security, they're good things. But who is the Prince of Peace? The one who watches over Israel, who never sleeps or slumbers, can watch over our borders. Unless the Lord builds a house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, those who watch over it in vain. It is the Lord we need at the center. When we are obedient to him and he's at the center, we shall see his blessing. Now love what Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 12 and 13 say. They say, when we walk obediently before the Lord, he'll pour out his blessing on us that we will not be those that borrow. We will be those that give to nations. Then the Bible goes ahead in verse 13 to put it this way. You will be the head and not the tail. How many want to see Uganda be the head and not the tail?
Thank you for listening. We hope this sets you up to live a truly blessed life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@portodochurch.com.